I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, October 17th. The Quincy Planning Board is reviewing the proposal from Mayor Thomas Koch to rezone the Eastern Nazarene College property to encourage 55 and over housing once the college closes at the end of the year. During a public hearing last night, some residents expressed concern about overdevelopment, traffic, parking, and flooding concerns with any new developments on the 21-acre parcel. Koch said he is in talks with the college about the future of that property and that there are many restrictions on what can be built at that site once the school closes and sells the land. The planning board will make a recommendation to the city council, which will then hold public hearings about the future of that property. A special event at the Clifford Marshall Elementary School in Quincy today, launching a first-of-its-kind literacy program. What's called United States of Readers will provide book choice and access for 10,000 students in schools across the state that receive federal funding to assist students from low-income families. Each student will receive 10 books per year that they select, and every teacher will receive 25 books annually for their classroom library. The new program aims to bridge the gap of literacy and book access in schools where students have little or no opportunity to choose books they're motivated to read. Today's event will feature House Speaker Ron Mariano of Quincy and other members of the Quincy State Delegation, along with Mayor Thomas Koch, award-winning author Jerry Pallotta from Scituate, and School Superintendent Kevin Mulvey. The program begins at 10 a.m. Mayor Thomas Koch and the Quincy City Council proclaiming today Priscilla Bonica Day in the city of Quincy in memory of the late Quincy High School graduate and the legacy she left behind. A star student athlete at Quincy High, Bonica was diagnosed with brain cancer shortly after graduating in 2021. She died in June of 2023 at the age of 20. October 17th, 2024 was declared Priscilla Bonica Day because those are the numbers she wore at Quincy High School. Number 10 on the softball team, 17 on the volleyball team, and 24 on the basketball team. City councilors remembered Bonica and her legacy during their meeting Tuesday night. Councilor Scott Campbell said Bonica is sorely missed. The mayor issued a separate proclamation, which Ward 1 Councilor Dave McCarthy read. In the proclamation, Koch called Bonica the personification of the word teammate. Battle lines continue to form around a ballot question to change a key component of the education reform law that some say made Massachusetts the best educated state in the country, separating politicians who are used to standing on the same side of most issues and simultaneously creating strange allies. The day after, Senator Elizabeth Warren, a Democrat, declared during a TV debate against Republican John Deaton that she would be voting in favor of question two to eliminate the requirement that students pass the MCAS exam to graduate from a Massachusetts public high school. A triumvirate of constitutional office holders from her own party planted their flags firmly in the camp against the measure. Governor Mara Healey, Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, and Attorney General Andrea Campbell headlined a press conference hosted by the No on Two campaign yesterday in Roxbury. At that event, Healey attributed the state's standing as the often ranked best public education system in the country to its teachers and to its statewide standards. Question two supporters say scrapping the standardized MCAS exam's use as a high school graduation requirement would allow educators to stop, quote, teaching to the test and instead focus on student needs. Districts would gain more autonomy over establishing graduation requirements that reflect students who've mastered competencies in the state's academic standards. The Massachusetts Teachers Association and other supporters, including the Quincy Education Association, say the measure would bolster equity among students from marginalized communities. And they often point to 700 students every year who are unable to graduate because they failed MCAS but met all the other requirements. Critics warn the measure's passage could lead to a patchwork of education standards and ultimately harm the state's future workforce. Yesterday's press conference could be the beginning of a more active opposition effort on behalf of some of the state's top elected officials. In addition to Healy, Driscoll, and Campbell, House Speaker Ron Mariano of Quincy and Senate President Karen Spilka, the two most powerful people in the legislature, have also come out against question two. English language learners are disproportionately represented in the roughly 1% of students who don't graduate due to the MCAS. In 2019, 702 students who didn't earn a diploma due to the exam, 281 were English language learners, according to data from the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education. However, of those 281 students, fewer than 30 failed the exam just due to a language barrier alone and not other academic challenges. A check of business news this morning, and stocks opened the day in positive territory. The Dow was up 337 points. The NASDAQ rose 51. The S&P is up 27. Shares were higher in Asia. The dollar rose. The euro fell. Oil at $70 a barrel. Sports: Bruins beat the Avalanche in Colorado 5-3, and they are off to Utah to play the Expansion Hockey Club Saturday night at 9. Forecast from the National Weather Service today: sun and clouds, high 57. Clear and cold tonight, and lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, high 63. Saturday, sunny 70. Sunday, sunny 72 for a high. For the boater, waves about a foot. A northeast wind, 5 to 10 knots. High tide, 11:34 a.m. Sunrise, 6:59. Sets at 5:57. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, October 17th.